Some of Australia's leading organisations assisting victims of domestic violence have welcomed new workplace guidelines that are designed to take into account the needs of victims in crisis. The Playing Our Part report was launched in Sydney today by the current Australian of the Year, the former Sex Discrimination Commissioner and the former Army Chief. It provides clear steps that businesses across Australia can take to reduce the prevalence and impact of domestic violence. With more, here's Mandy Sammy.
Some of Australia's biggest companies have already acted on the Playing Our Part report's recommendations. They include Telstra and global auditing company KPMG Australia. All up, the report has been backed by 30 Australian CEOs, business and government officials. It provides clear steps that workplaces across the country can take to reduce the impact of domestic violence, something the current Australian of the Year, Rosie Batty, believes is crucial.
We don't just exist at work, we also are people that go home. And when we come back to work, we bring elements of our home life with us. So for me, we know we can't go much further unless corporate Australia and workplace Australia really recognises not just the part that they play to respond to victims, but the part that they play to change culture and attitudes.
Some of the measures in the report include paid domestic violence leave for victims, free counselling and support services, and ensuring employees are safe at work. Julian Cohen is the General Manager of Domestic Violence Service Management, an organisation providing services for women and children escaping domestic violence in Australia. She's urging all Australian companies to formally adopt the report's guidelines in workplace agreements.
We spend most of our time at work when we're not at home, if we're at work. And it's really important that corporate social responsibility includes a responsibility of employers to their employees. So work needs to understand that they need to support a woman to leave a DV relationship and what that might mean. They need to understand that if something happens, they're going to have to suddenly take time off to find a new house, to move their stuff, maybe to move their children out of that school, to change their bank account details. They might have to go to court for an AVO. They might have to go to family law courts because there are childcare issues potentially, but potentially family court issues around access to children.
Melissa Brooks is the CEO of Address Housing, an organisation which provides affordable housing to women and children that have experienced domestic violence. She says she's helped a lot of women who didn't have access to things like domestic violence leave. It would have made a world of difference to them if they did.
Sometimes for some women it's the choice between being able to participate in a useful way in a family court proceeding or kind of having to give up on presenting your side of things because having to be in court all the time is too much of a strain on your working relationship. And I think, you know, your standard provisions around allowing people to access that leave without experiencing judgment or discrimination. It's not just that the leave exists, it's that people have to be comfortable to be able to take it.
What would you say to companies who are considering implementing this formally as part of their workplace agreements?
Absolutely, I would encourage companies to do it. I would really like it to become standard practice.
Deborah Banks is the CEO of Lose Place, a daytime refuge for women escaping domestic violence. It's based in the Sydney suburb of Potts Point.
Women are being followed to work, they're being abused in the workplace, they're being abused when they leave the workplace. And I think the onus is on employers to ensure that women feel safe at work. And a great example that I was involved in was a woman who was working on reception. She was being abused on the phone and via email by her partner throughout the day, you know, up to 100 times a day. And she just had absolutely no respite.
Deborah Banks, the CEO of the refuge Lose Place, ending Mandy Sammy's report.